You are listening to a summary of 5 skills to help you develop emotional intelligence, an article by Mark Manson.
Self-help author Mark Manson doesn't sugarcoat things. Sometimes the most intelligent and accomplished people do things that are downright dumb. Like the astronaut arrested while clumsily attempting to kidnap her boyfriend's alleged lover. Manson uses this example to illustrate the difference between general intelligence, IQ, and emotional intelligence, EQ. Luckily, if you're low on EQ, you can do a lot to improve your score. And Manson's short roadmap provides you with a starting point.
Traditional measurements of general intelligence, IQ, fail to take into account that people's ability to make sound life decisions doesn't exclusively depend on how well they can process data. In the 1980s and 1990s, psychologists developed the concept of emotional intelligence, EQ, to measure people's capacity to handle their emotions and personal relationships. While IQ scores remain largely stable over a person's lifetime, everyone can put in the effort to boost their emotional intelligence. To strengthen your EQ muscle, work on yourself in 5 areas. 1. Practice self-awareness. Before working on difficult emotions, you must know what they are. Turn off distractions and tune into your feelings, especially if they are uncomfortable. Regularly spend time in silence or meditation. Familiarize yourself with your emotions without labeling them as good or bad, and learn what triggers them. 2. Channeling your emotions well. Although you have little control of what emotions might arise, it is very much within your power to decide what to do with them. Treat emotions as neutral inputs, and then decide on an appropriate response. 3. Learn to motivate yourself. Contrary to popular belief, you don't need to feel motivated before doing something. Motivation often kicks in after you've started the activity you want to engage in. Go by the do something principle and take action regardless of whether you're in the mood for it. More often than not, getting started will spark the motivation you need to keep going. 4. Recognize emotions in others to create healthier relationships. In order to cultivate better relationships with your spouse, relatives, or loved ones, learn to understand their emotional needs. Increase your empathy skills by becoming a good listener and sharing your vulnerability with others. Try to understand other people on their own terms instead of using people for your own benefit. 5. Infuse your emotions with values. Developing EQ isn't a virtue if you use your people skills to manipulate or trick others. Hence, you need to define the values you want to direct your emotions and the actions they invoke toward.